Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is Elder Ricarcio Live. Elder Ricarcio Live with our loyal Patreonies. Thanks for being loyal Patreon members. And I'm sure we'll see you this Sunday in the Hebrew and Bible Academy. So make sure you're there. You don't want to miss the archaeological and history segment for 3 months in which we go into ancient history with a biblical view on the old world, bringing that into real time, proving the Bible is real. It's true historically. That and more. So go to historytimes.org to enroll. I have Shapat back on the line as we ask the tough questions. We're going to throw some hard balls out there today, folks. Some hard balls, and I hope. And guess what? It's easy to claim what you will do in a time of peace, in our time that is really outside of crisis. So be careful how you answer this, because I have some tough questions for you. And the toughest, I didn't even put out there yet. The toughest is, suppose you have to make a decision where it's your life on the line, or get the chip. That's the one I didn't put out there yet. You either get this today or die. What? 515-605-9327. Andre.
Yes, sir. Shalom, Elder Shalom, Elder Shapat. How y'all doing today?
Shalom. Good to hear from you, brother. I've seen you waiting on the line. What you got?
Yes, sir. So I'm going to humble myself to be ready to answer these questions, but I just have one comment before the questions, sir. And I want to say all praise to the Most High for Elder Shapat and his wisdom and your wisdom. And I'm going to say this not as a doctor, just as a certified wellness coach. I'm working on a practitioner certification now. But chiropractic care is essential. And it's amazing that you guys talk so much about the nervous system, because the Most High, he's a genius engineer in creation. When you look at how important the nervous system is, and if you give these people control over your nervous system, they literally have control over your entire spirit. Even when you look at an embryo, like when a sperm fertilizes an egg, the first thing that develops is the spinal cord, and then the nerves grow off the spinal cord and the organs grow off the nerves. What that tells you is the entire autonomic nervous system regulates immune system function, organ function, thought patterns, digestion, and everything. So to give somebody a direct link, a neural link to your nervous system, you now don't regulate any bodily function of your own anymore. This chip regulates your entire mind and body now. So I think you guys covered that very well. And just as somebody who works in health, I was highly impressed with the way the elders continually can break down science and faith and mash it together so well. That's a beautiful thing. So I just want to say double honors to you both for that. That was amazing. And the first question I'll answer is, yes, sir. The first question I'll answer, and this is me saying thank you for the truth, too. I'll admit, before my family came into truth, when I was much younger in middle school, we believed in the medical system. So my sister and my family was highly vaccinated. Thankfully, I didn't get many vaccines myself. I think I just got a couple of childhood ones and actually stopped just by financial circumstance and from my sister's vaccine injuries. But what I'll say is, before this truth, I can't say that we wouldn't say no to this technology, but I can say after this truth, I'm grateful for the scandemic in 2020 because it showed us what we would do. I was the only person at my job to stand on not getting vaccinated. My job was threatened at least 3 or 4 times. I presented a religious exemption, and I didn't lose my job. And not only did I not lose my job, those who were vaccinated around me, some of those people are no longer with the company because of how abrasive their threats were. We threatened the company with a lawsuit, and the vice president that was there, I'm not going to say his name, he actually had to step down. And that situation showed me how faithful the Most High can truly be when it comes to if you stand on him. So I'm trying to put myself in that mind. Pandemic was level one. I don't know what level 5 and level 10 is going to look like when they try to bring this foolishness to us. But if we were able to stand in truth and stand on faith from 2020 to now, we got to stay strong and continue. So now I'm ready for whatever question you got for me, I hope.
Okay, here's a question. Here's a question.
Yes, sir.
You have children?
No, sir. No, sir. Not yet.
Okay. All right. All right. Here's a question. You have a loved one. You have a loved one, and just say elderly, someone close to you who have helped take care of, who have helped raise and take care of you. Mm-hmm. Health is declining, and now there's some choices to be made as far as extensive care into one of these places to take care mm-hmm. of people. Because why? To take care of your loved one, because you really don't have the means. And on top of that, you really don't have the, I would say, the know-how to actually take care of a person who needs 24-hour care. Mm. But the instance of this is they tell you that we have new technology where, you know, we're no longer using these machines for vitals and all that. As far as their medical, their medicine schedule, everything is predicated on the RFID chip. It's a small procedure. It only takes about 1 hour. We'll know their vitals. We'll understand where they are so they don't get lost in case they have dementia. And we'll know where they are in the facility at all times. And on top of this, this is preventive medicine, which is a lot of things that are psychological that's causing their mental issues will be cured almost immediately to a degree that if all goes well, we can restore that person to go back into the regular population better than they were before being instituted. What say you? Help us help your parents or grandparents. And understand that the insurance cannot cover your parents or your grandparents in our institutes and our facilities unless you have this technology. What would you do?
Goodness gracious. Of course, understanding what I understand now, I would have to adjust my own lifestyle. There's a lot of things that would have to get cut in my own lifestyle so I could do my best and find my own due diligence to care for my own loved one. Because what I'll say is, even if I didn't get into the scriptures, just trying to exercise an informed consent, I would do my best to possibly learn about this technology, see what it truly was, look at the ins and outs. And what I'll say is the Most High, he gives us wisdom. So I feel like the same way we were able to just make wise decisions and see through the vaccine campaign, prayerfully, I would be able to see through that. And I would see that, you know, you are forgers of lies and physicians of no value. So I do believe in that situation just because of my own medical knowledge. I could make the proper choice and say that's not a long-term decision that we should make anyway. And I would have to take whatever comes with trying to care for my loved one. Whatever suffering comes from that, I try to bear it with as many fruits of the Spirit as possible, I guess.
Well, listen, that's in the spirit that you're bringing it forth. And, you know, I like to bring a little, happiness. But with the answer to what I would say if they came to me with this, because they tried to do this to me before.
Mm.
They try to do this with a loved one. But I'm gonna tell you where I'll be coming from with it. You know what I'll be saying, Andre?
What you gonna say?
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Andre, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
I don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Kapot, you there?
I'm here. I hear you and Andre.
Okay, I can't hear. Oh. Okay, hello? Say something, Shapat.
Yes, sir.
One, two.
Okay, I can hear you now. It's the headphone. Right. Say something, Shapat.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, you there? Andre.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay, something happened with my sound. Hold on. Say something, Andre.
Yes, sir. I'll just keep talking until you can hear me.
Okay, you better now. Say something now.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay, you're excellent. This is what you will hear, Andre. If someone came to me with that, I may have this on repeat.
Hell no! I think I already know.
Oh no! This what you're gonna be hearing. Hold up, Chapac. I'll show you what they'll be hearing. I mean, hold up, Doc.
Hell no! No! Hell to the no! Hell to the no!
Can we RFID chip you? Hold up, one second. I got something for you, Doc. That's how it goes down. All right. Yeah, you I'm gonna make sure I have that downloaded on my phone, ready to go. Thank you,
well,
my brother.
Actually, you might not need to, say, well, hold on, Doc, one sec. You just tell the doctor, like, hey, are you chipped already, Doc? Well, I'll tell you what. You know, why don't you think about YouTube in your mind and you YouTube search Bishop Bullwinkle, hail to the knock. And that's going to be my answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me text you my answer. Listen, Chapac, I'm going to text you my answer, and my answer wears a cowboy hat. All right? You get it right.
But I did want to add this real quick to brothers and sisters, because, you know. On a serious but simple note, the questions Elder's asking and posing now are not far-fetched. And believe it or not, some of us may have been in some of these situations already. Perhaps not this chip, but other, impactful situations. But here's the point. You have to find a way, and it's Christ, but you have to find a way, and it's been lessons these past few years, being balanced in Christ and things like that, right? But you have to find a way to step back, okay, and consider the room. Look at the bigger picture. If I'm being presented with something, and this applies to every situation, you can be in a job interview or you get the job and you see all these terms like, wait a minute, if I don't agree to these terms, does that mean they don't apply? If a question or a situation or options are being presented to you, this is, you have to capitalize on this moment because it underscores the reality that they have no control over you. If they did, they would just do it. But the fact that spiritually and physically, but more importantly, spiritually, they need you to acquiesce and volunteer your body and spirit over with these procedures. Okay, so you have to find a way to step back and be like, oh, it really doesn't matter what the consequence is, because the reality is you know you don't have the authority and control to do what you're trying to say you have the authority to do, because I have to give consent.
Yeah. And it's going to come down, Chapac, to the point where we can't beat around a bush and say, listen, here's an easy answer for all of this. I respect the science you're bringing forth to help me, but the science you're presenting is against the God I serve. Absolutely. It's against Christ. I can't do it. It's unlawful.
Mm-hmm.
It's Absolutely. Against. We're breaking all types of rules here, according to God.
Right.
And what they're going to say.
You say that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Elder.
Go ahead, Andre.
Yes, sir. It's amazing you both bring that edification forth, because what's so amazing is this is something I heard you and Elder Lawyer say at the very beginning of the scamdemic in 2020. You brought out Matthew 16 and 25. And that was the very scripture I held to when my job was at stake. I work in the medical field. They threatened me 3 times. But I kept reminding myself that it says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. And if we keep that mentality, like you said, we'll be able to tactfully say no. Like, this is against the God I serve. I'm going to stand on this because my faith teaches me that if I lose my life for his sake, I'll find it anyway. Elder, did I lose you? Hello? Elder?
Okay. All right, Andre, I'm actually back. I'm sorry for that. For some reason, for the first time, it just kicked me out of Blog Talk. You know we're disturbing the satanic ether right now, but go on. You were saying, because I mentioned that at the end of the day, I would have to make it a minister moment for me and say, what you're pushing is Antichrist.
Absolutely. Time. And right. I'm going to tell you, Elder.
What did you have to
say
on that?
They don't want this to... I'm going to tell you, Elder, what you said is the truth. They don't want this to get out because, like I was saying before it cut out, in the very beginning of the scandemic, the scripture you and Elder Lawyer brought out was in Matthew 16 and 25, when it says, whosoever shall lose his life, shall save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. And I was saying that's the scripture I held to in 2020 when my job was threatened multiple times, and I refused to get that inoculation. And, of course, I had the science to back it up, but even without the science, I still needed the faith to stand in solidarity on these scriptures. That was the scripture that I referenced. So I want to say double honors to you, elders, because I believe it, with you drilling this home, there's going to be many people who would have folded who won't fold, because now we understand if we lose our lives for Christ's sake, we'll find it regardless. I'm going to get eternal life anyway. I don't need your microchip to get it. So all praise to the Most High. I love what you and Elder Shapata are going into. And I'll yield with that. I'll yield with that. But bless you, for real. Thank you.
Thank you, Andre. My brother, the same mother. And I'll tell you this, hey, how many times you've seen out there where they try to discourage believers by claiming, well, okay, you can't pick a God in the sky over real-time issues here. We're the scientists. We went to school and, of course, when it comes to medical things, we know better. But really, they're tempting God. It's always them trying to play God and downplaying our God's power to do what? To give sight to the blind, to make the deaf hear. Okay? So they're actually playing God on earth, which is breaking the faith in the belief of the true God who can heal beyond technology. So it comes a time where we have to tell these doctors, well, no. No, thank you. I'll choose when to utilize your technology, when it isn't violating my position under God. So I'm not going to do it for the sake of convenience. Well, suppose they say you get the RFID chip, or you'll lose your housing if you're under Section 8 or public housing, and we'll cut off your EBT cards or whatever. We're going to cut off everything unless you do it. Then what? That's another component. Because why? This is what they're going to do. They're going to be twisting arms around here. They will be twisting arms. So they see a lot of us pushing back, doing what? Homeschooling. Now pushing back on vaccines when our children are being born in hospitals. Because why? They see us pushing back now because if they see our children are healthier than the vaccinated children, it's going to throw the whole thing out of kilter. Off kilter. See? So what they do is they're saying, well, listen, they know now we just have to make it harder for them. It's going to come down to what? Their provisions, their money, and them being able to survive on a day-to-day basis. We have to start hitting them in the pockets. Then what? Oh, yeah, it's raining out there. Praise the Most High. It's raining. 706 area code. Merge with the beast. Talk to us. 706,
Shalom.
You're live.
Shalom,
sister, your name?
Sandy Jackson.
Talk to us. What you have for us?
Well, I agree with what you're saying and stuff. As far as the chip, I'm not going to do it. I already said if it's for me to give up my life for the truth, that's what I'm going to do. Because it's time. We just got to stick together. really got to stick together, all of us.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I got two, and right now I'm dealing I got one that's real sick, Elder. I had called you one time. I sent your email for you to call me, but, you know, you're so busy. I understand. But I'm waiting on him because I have,
How old is your child? How old is your child, and what's the sickness?
He's 48, almost 49 years old. He went to the hospital a few months back because he ate some fruit cocktails, and it made his sugar go up. In the process of that, they start dumping insulin in it. And now he's to the point, Elder, he's so little, I'm just so afraid. He called me today and asked me, Mama, I need you to take me to the hospital. So I understand what y'all are saying about
the
doctors.
Sister, what was he diagnosed with before all of this?
That's what I'm saying, Diabetes. Elder. He had never been diagnosed. When he went to the hospital, that's what they said he had. And that he would have to take me diabetes.
So this is a current diagnosis that wasn't there prior to this.
Right.
Okay. Now, another thing I need to ask you, all right? And be honest, and if you don't know, just say you don't know. Was he vaccinated?
No, he was not.
Under the coronavirus?
No, sir.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take down your number. I'm going to take down your number, and I'm going to have someone reach out to you with natural remedy, okay? Let me have your name again.
Sanzy, S-A-N-Z-Y. I'm in your class, Jackson.
Thank you, Sanzy. So I'm going to have somebody reach out with your son as soon as possible, no later than Monday, probably after the academy, so I'll get on it Monday. I'm going to put Monday here. And we'll see if someone can we can get some natural remedies to get his body back.
Because I really don't know what to do.
Yeah, well, sometimes it could be a combination of things. It could be diet. It could be a diet. But sometimes you have to have certain herbs to reset the body in order for it to operate under its natural immunity. So sometimes you have to have a reset. Who knows what that is? It could be a detox. A detox where the body starts off in the beginning, and then you build it up with herbs from there. Who knows what it is, but we'll know when we make the phone calls and have the experts come on with your son. And if he doesn't have the money to be able to initially get some herbs or whatever, I'll see what I can do to help out with that, okay?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Elder. Thank you very much for everything. Even for telling us the truth.
Okay.
I'm so glad I'm so glad I know the truth now. But I know what to do, and I'm going to do everything I can to stay on ground. But I know Satan is always attacking me. But that's okay, because I'm strong.
Listen, the whole thing is Satan roars as a lion seeking whom he may devour, right? But on the other hand, we have to realize he only have the power that we allow him to have over us. So you have to stand in the spirit of Christ and say, get behind me, Satan. Right? Get behind me. You have no power. Okay? So take a more positive view on what Christ is doing opposed to what he's doing to defeat Satan's devices, all right? So don't worry about it. I'm going to give you a call and see what we can do by Monday to help your son, all right? And I'll lift you up in prayer, too, this weekend. All right?
Thank you, Elder, and thank you, Elder Shapat, for all you do, too. Okay? All of y'all, thank you.
Praise you for the most high.
Well, thank you, sister. You have a blessed Sabbath. We're going into the Sabbath, so I'll be breaking down soon. Thanks for all your support and all your continual support with the church. I really appreciate you, sister, all right? Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Well, bless you. All right, 816 area code going down. We only have a few more. I'm going to go all the way down, and then We got about 6 or 7 calls, and then we'll wrap it up. 816 area code, merge with the beast. What will you do when they come for you?
Shalom, elders. This is Sister Tamar.
Shalom, sister. How old are you?
Me? I'm going to be 52, making it do what it do until
okay, there
July.
You go. Hey, there you go. There you go.
Yes,
all right, sister, talk to us. Give us some insight, what you have on what we've discussed this evening.
Today. First of all, I like to say that I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya. And then I like to say that I will be joining you at the Hebrew Bible Academy. This will be my 28th academy since I've been in the truth.
28?
And, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. Of course, we'll give you 10% off, but I really appreciate it. Round of applause, sir.
Oh, praises. Thank you. So tell me this. How do I get the 10%? Do I just send in, like, what I normally would send in minus the 10% with a note, or how do we implement that?
Okay. Well, what you'll do is it's 10%, so the only thing you would have to do is when you pay, pay the first 75, and then what? It's $15 less, right? So you're talking about 150, 135. So if you pay up front, 135,
yes,
we'll know it's less than 10%.
Got you. All right. That was kind of where I was leaning towards, but I just wanted to confirm. So thank you. All right. So I got.
If you send in 135 right out, we'll know it's less than 10% for you. All right.
Got it. Yeah, I'm sure that helped some other people that were probably had the same question. So your first question
anything? Go on. I'm listening.
You had asked two questions. You were saying, what does the FDA have to do with the Neuralink? And I started thinking about it. You know how that scripture when Yeshua said, when they start talking about peace and safety, then comes destruction? So the FDA is the... They are the governing body that ensures the safety of food and drugs. So they just gave the green light that the Neuralink is safe for human trials. So that's you know, and I just thought that was funny that it said governing body, and you know, with all of the AI technology, I said, oh, they're the governing they're the governing body. So I guess they are the demons in charge of giving the people the assurance of safety with this particular medical modality that they're about to participate in. But the other part is you asked, what would you do if you were presented with the option of being linked to the beast or basically being, you know, canceled or unalived? And immediately my mind went to Revelation 20:4 when it says, and I saw thrones, and judgment was given unto them. And so I said, well, who is the them, Lord? And the Lord said, the who is the them. The FDA is the them. The medical doctors is the them. The education system is the them. The police and the military. He says, And I saw thrones, and judgment was given unto them, and that were beheaded for the witness of Yeshua, and for the word of the Most High, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark in their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Yeshua for 1,000 years. So for those of us, or for those of them that will not be in the wilderness flipping pancakes with you, I think that they will be presented with this opportunity to probably face those, what do they call those guillotines that they've been purchasing.
Okay, hey, listen, I'd rather take what they do, what the world does in the moment,
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that beyond that moment between this life and the spiritual realm, there's an eternity. And in Christ, we live mm-hmm. together. But let me correct one thing when it says, I saw thrones.
Oh, yes, sir.
And it says, I saw. When it says, I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, that's talking okay. about the 12 thrones that's given to the 12 disciples.
Oh,
and
judgment
will be given unto them to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. This is talking about the 12 disciples there. But then it says, on top of that, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yeshua. These are they who rejected the image of the beast and now will live 1,000 years and reign under the 12 disciples on earth. Okay, under Christ and the 12 disciples. So if we choose if we make the right choice when faced with this beast decision, here's the reward. So it's deep. And that says a lot about you being in the academies, because you were able to go directly to the reward that comes with what? Rejecting the mark. You're right on point, though. All right?
Yes, sir.
The scripture's
thank
right on point.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and it
well,
was
thank
it,
you,
this
sister.
Scripture such a time as this.
Yeah.
So.
It actually encourages us to understand that if we truly believe Christ will return and there's a kingdom beyond this, the decision to deny the beast is clear. It's not even a choice as far as I'm concerned. But thanks, sister.
Mm.
All
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir. It's clear that you don't have to have any fear.
Exactly. Well, thank you, sister.
Yes.
And let's get to the next call, and I'll see you in the academy this Sunday, all right?
Yes, sir. Salada. Bye-bye.
Ayanda Bar. Bless you. 252 area code. 252. I mean, hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Sorry about that. 252 area code.
Muted.
Hello,
Walmart. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. I can't remember
what you got?
All of the questions. I can't remember all of the questions that you was asking.
Well, let me give you one. Let me give you one. How old are you?
I am soon to be 38.
38. Any children?
Yes, sir.
What's your young? How old is your youngest child?
One and a half.
Okay. Let's move your child to a side and give an example. Okay. Something happens where there is no food. You cannot feed your child. And they say, unless you get your child chipped, there'll be no food or provisions for your child going forward. What would you do? And on top of that, the school portion. Your child cannot enter any schools or institutions that can benefit them going forward within our school systems unless they're vaccinated. And on top of vaccinated, an RFID chip to actually check their vaccination schedules going forward. What would you do?
Well, I am prepared to homeschool my children in the event that happens. My children are going to the regular public schools, and I have all of my religious exemptions and everything put forth. In the event that they say that my children cannot attend school unless they are chipped, my children will be at home. Ahaya willing, if he blesses our land, and we do have land, I have planting food, to combat all of that, I do have stored foods and I have seeds. I will let nothing happens that our land is not confiscated, because I'm sure by the time all this goes down, they might look at people with our faith to be as insurgents or something like that. So hopefully, Ahaya willing, that if we have done all that he has asked of me as being a woman with children and following his word, and that he will have mercy upon us. But I'm trying to make sure I'm doing the best that we can. I have land, I have food, I have seeds, I have stuff growing now. So my life is, our lives are in his hands.
Excellent. And I'm sure there's a husband there, right?
There is a husband. He is not into truth, but we have discussed these things, and he understands how exactly how deep my faith is. We've already had the scare of, you know, the decision of me having to have a blood transfusion, and I declined, and they sent everyone in that hospital could possibly convince me to get a blood transfusion, everything, in case I die giving birth to my daughter, my youngest child. And I told him that I would rather die than accept someone's blood that is more than likely tainted with things that we cannot have or has been vaccinated with a COVID shot or something like that. And the anesthesiologist looked me dead in my face and said, "You're really going to choose death over holding your little girl?" I said, "I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of death." And the only thing that I could think of was so many scriptures, because I know what I'm doing is for the Most High, Sirach 39, verse 19. And whatever I'm doing, I understand that my life is a passing breath. And if I was to try to save my life today, my life could be taken tomorrow. So there's no escape in the Most High.
Let's talk about that real quick. So you refused the blood transfusion. You didn't want, especially in the midst of an uncertain time, you didn't want your blood tainted with what could be something deadly out there, understandably so. So how did it go for you where you didn't need the blood transfusion? How did that work?
When it was about to go to surgery, they sent someone else in, and the person came in with this called a cell saver machine, where whatever blood I happened to lose during my C-section, because I had to have a C-section because my body was aborting my child, and it was trying to save my child. So they had a machine called a cell saver. So whatever blood that I would lose that they would suction up through the canisters, that machine will be right there beside me filtering my blood and putting it back into my body. So my whole thing was, you had this the whole time, but you kept making me think that the only way out to save my life was a blood transfusion. But during the whole surgery, I barely lost enough blood to moisten a sponge. All praises to the Most High.
Praise the Most High. You know what? It's going to be faith like that. I can't say under those instances, well, I don't know if I would have want you to go through that, but that was a trial that you had to go through to see your faith on the other side of it. That's courageous. That's courageous, sister, that you didn't have the fear at the end of your decision. Not that I can say right or wrong on whether or not I would have did the same, but that's showing a form of faith to stand on your laurels and say, listen, if it be the Most High's will, let his will be done. I'm not going to allow them to dictate life or death for me. And the fact that you came out on the other side in full control of your health care is deep in of itself, I would say.
Well, what I've always learned is that when your foot is in the mouth of a lion, they will ask you, what are you going to do if your foot was caught in the mouth of a lion? If you were to pull your foot out, your foot will be torn to pieces. But if you shove your foot down the lion's throat, you'll break his vocal cords and the mouth will open up his mouth.
Oh, there goes some new wisdom. Thank you. You're courageous. You're courageous. And I know your family, your husband, and your children are in good hands. All right.
We are blessed. Bless by you. The Most High. We are blessed. Thank you, Tawada.
Okay. Are you in the bar? Bless you. Okay, now I know what to do if my foot is caught in a lion's mouth. There it is. You know? Press down. Right? All right, 470 area code.
Shalom, Elders.
Shalom, sir. You see they're merging people with the beast. Talk to me. What say you?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll give you an example, Elder. Before I learned this truth, I was walking one day with a friend, and we was, talking, and a brother pulled up, and he was, and he was, like, being disrespectful. I said, brother, you see I'm walking with her? And he pulled a gun out. So, my mentality then, which I'm working on, I was like, oh, yeah, bro, you're going to have to pull that. You're going to just, pull that gun on me. So when it comes to what you're saying now, if they come at me with the get this or die, some of us are battle-tested in a way. And for the Most High, we will be that sacrifice of flesh. That's what we got to do anyway. That's the whole goal of this, because we're not going to be able to get through the fire in our fleshly bodies. So what they're doing now is basically just what you guys are doing are getting us battle tested mentally, and then it's the physical, and then it's the reality, and even listening to your song, Elder, After the Fire, that right there. I advise sisters and brothers to go listen to that, and keep in mind that when the sister said I should have listened, remember to keep listening to our elders. That these watchmen are from a higher power, which is a higher through Yeshaya, and they will walk those guidance and also give us the encouragement and keep on saying your father's on the way. You get it right and stand strong. And I wanted to say one thing. It's a brother, I would love for you to hear this song. I think the brother, his name go by BA7AL Praise or Higher. I'm gonna send it to your email, Elder. It's two songs that ever made me cry, and that was Save Me and Unpicked Fruit. This song right there, Elder, oh, my goodness. I would love to hear it.
Give me his name again.
Let me get it real quick, Elder, real quick.
B-A what?
His name, I would get it real quick. It is, one second, Elder. I got it right here. It's B.
The Lord is
Harold. It's BARA7AL. And it's called Give a Higher Praise.
BARA7 what?
AL. It's on YouTube. Yes, sir.
BARA7AL?
B as in boy. B as in boy. ARA7AL.
Okay, and what's the name of the song?
Give a Higher Praise.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to listen to it tonight. Definitely. Thank you for telling me about this.
Water.
Give a higher praise. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you,
and,
Elder. Thank you, Elder, so much.
And, brother, we're strengthened. I'm strengthened through your strength. That will endure and stand until the end against the merging of the beast. I appreciate you, my brother. Are you in the academy?
Right.
What's going on there?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm a regular. This Kayem. I told the brother.
Yeah.
They called me Kayem. So yeah, I said yeah.
Okay,
I'm
with you.
They asked me.
I know you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, wait for what's in store this Sunday, my brother. Bless you. Have a blessed
Sabbath. Bless you too.
All right. Bless you. 347 area code.
Shalom, Elder. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, I'm blessed by the best. You know his name. So, well, in answer to your question, what would I do? Well, I thought about a couple of years ago, I think I told you about this in one time when I called in about how a strange phenomenon that it was like a Missouri tax token that I had not seen since I was about 3 years old, and it appeared on my floor in the Bronx, New York here. And
a what?
It was a plastic Missouri tax token. It's like it was a fraction of a penny that they used back before a whole penny was used for sales tax.
And okay, I got you. Go on.
And I hadn't seen one of those since I was like age 3 years old. And yet one appeared on my floor one day in Bronx, New York. And I was puzzled.
Okay.
You know, I knew it had to be a supernatural, trying to figure out the meaning of it. But now with what's going on and everything now, I kind of understand what the meaning of that is. And so in answer to your question, no, I will, I'm going to resist this mark, even if I have to be beheaded. But my only thing is I know in one of the news in one of the previous academies, I think in the news it talked about the banks that would be cutting off your stuff if you're not complying, and they could freeze your account and everything. So I said, I don't know. I just got to figure out a way how to, you know, be able to make have substance if my Social Security is cut off, because I am retired now and I have Social Security coming to my account. So once I figured that out, I said I can just thumb my nose at the devil with all he is doing.
Okay,
but
listen, I can give you some advice right now on how to work on that.
Okay.
Do you know how to cook?
Yes, I do.
You cook real good food?
Well, yes, and I do like foreign recipes, and I like when I was in school in Spain, I learned how to make all the foreign recipes that the maid cooked in our pension over there in school, and learned to make all of those and everything. So
let me give you something in a nutshell, right?
Okay.
If you want to sustain yourself without the dependence on your Social Security, whatever your Social Security is, you take a fraction of that. I would say 25% of that, right?
Okay.
Go online, sister. Go online and get yourself. You can actually do this yourself. You can go online and apply for a business status, an LLC, and get a tax ID number that costs almost, it's zero to get you a tax ID number, LLC.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Take 25% of what you make, put that into food. When I say that, it could be burgers, hot sausages, something that's cheap that can sell quick, as well as waters, right?
Okay.
That's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a barbecue that can hitch to the back of your car or something with your LLC, and find a place where there's parked, whatever the case is. Pitch yourself up, make your food real quick, 25% of whatever you did, sell that in a day and keep flipping over and over again under your LLC and pay your taxes. And you'll believe it or not, you'll be able to expand your menu beyond the few things you're selling and have your own business parlaying off of Social Security. And it's to a degree where now that we're dealing with what? Uber Eats and all these things, if your license is LLC, you can have, as long as your kitchen is clean and coated and all that, you can have deliveries coming directly from your house all over the place, DoorDash, picking up your food if it's good, getting delivered to other places. Next thing you know, you have a restaurant.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's time for you to start thinking out of the box, only using a fraction of what you make. The mistake that anyone would make, anyone out there that's making money of employment or even Social Security, is just living within the means of what you are expecting on a monthly basis for survival, instead of taking a percentage of that and flipping that to a point where you no longer need your assistance. Your assistance will become extra money. It'll do two things. It'll galvanize your entrepreneurial spirit to be able to make money, even if this stuff fall away as far as your assistance. You understand? It'll galvanize yeah. you off of that and depending on that. Make your own business, and that will grow you into doing the same thing in any other area you decide to delve into. Never stay complacent on the money you have. Think of a small percentage of that money that you can turn into more money. You do it that way, the last thing you have to worry about is them cutting off your Social Security.
Oh, okay.
Do something that can get other people involved. All right?
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, and before you go up, I want to ask you, I know you all have opened up a church in Ghana. Are you thinking about ever doing one in Rwanda? Getting a gathering of Christ Church.
Wherever the Holy
Rwanda.
Spirit takes us.
Oh, okay.
Wherever the Holy Spirit takes us.
Oh. Okay. Right.
But since you mentioned it, it always starts with the word, right? So there's a reason why it came out through you. I wouldn't mm-hmm. be surprised if there's one in Rwanda in no time. That's how the Holy Spirit works.
Good,
because
right? I was looking for Rwanda as a place to relocate. Okay. Shalom, Elder.
All right. Bless you. Bless you. All right. Going down the line, two more calls before Patreon conclude. Again, I'd like to thank you for being loyal Patreonies with the Gathered of Christ Church. Information like myself and Chapat is doing here along with Elder Lawyer. You cannot find any of this information, how we're breaking it down through the Spirit of the Most High, any place on earth. This is the place. This is the place to get continual updates within our end times concerning what to do in order to get through it. Emerge with the Beast, two more calls, and then that concludes our broadcast. 205, then 470, last call for this evening. But the first, next to the last, is 205. Shalom.
Shalom, Elder. How you doing?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahiah. Talk to me.
That was a ingenious business plan, so I appreciate that. I'm just so thankful to be on the line with all the previous callers, just gathering more wisdom, more information. And I think it was just like the brother mentioned earlier, you're making us battle ready. You know, I can remember as a young kid with my father reading the book of Enoch, reading Revelation, you know, wondering, Lord, how would this ever happen? And, you know, years later, now we're faced with it. And the only thing I can say is that I'm definitely not yielding. My son and I, we were already tested. And so when the thing came out, my cousin that was a doctor, all my intelligent family members, they all were like, you need to take it. And so we've just pretty much been out here, just he and I, since then, just standing our ground. And I did exemptions. I told my niece, she works like for the blood bank. I was like, nope, don't do it. They postponed her hiring, but they still gave her the role, and she did an exemption. So she was like, thank you, Auntie. So we have been standing our ground, and I didn't really have a plan. Every day I'm seeking God for a plan, but I believe you just gave me one. Just try to get out there and harness more entrepreneurship, because with me working, I really haven't been an entrepreneur. God gave me like some poems, and I wrote them up, you know, why do the heathen rage? But I haven't done anything with the poems or anything. And I've just been asking him, what can I do? I just know I'm not going to yield, but I haven't executed, you know, any type of plan. But I know we're not taking that. So for 1 year, I homeschooled my son, and they took his grade. You know, somebody was like, they're not going to take his grades. And God gave me wisdom, and I got an affidavit, and I got it notarized. And they took his grades. And so we acclimated him back to school, and he was like, Mom, I'm not taking it. And so he didn't take it. He didn't play any sports. And now you don't even need all of that. So I don't necessarily have a plan, but I know we're not, you know, we're definitely not taking any type of chip. I've been a caregiver.
Excellent.
All of the scenarios I've had to do.
Excellent. I'm glad you're standing your ground. And I'm going to say a lot of brothers and sisters real quick on doing things on their own are intimidated. They believe that you must go to college and other things to actually become what? Business savvy. But it's just knowing what to do, right? It's knowing what to do. And this is why a lot of people who come from overseas, they come over to the Americas with the opportunity. Why? Because they understand how simple it is to actually make money in a capitalistic society. They come over and jump right over us by doing something that doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost you anything to get a business. You can go to irs.gov, type in EIN online. And when you go there in English, it'll actually take you step by step, just like filling out any other application, on getting yourself a tax ID number, which is the same number of characters for your Social Security. And then it'll ask you what you want to do. You can say sole proprietor or LLC. Just look, become an LLC, and in that same hour, you will become a legitimate business under an LLC that now you can actually pay taxes under. It's that simple. And I have it on here so you can see it. So this is something that any of us can do. People come from overseas and just jump right over us, go straight here and get themselves a tax ID number and become a business. And this is why people sleep on how Asian sisters came up. I remember Asians, sister, coming over to the United States, going to the supermarket, cutting up fruits of pineapple, oranges, and bananas, and making fruit packets in plastic containers on ice, taking a cart on ice with fruit packets, selling it for $4 or $5 fruit baskets or fruit salads. I remember this. And as soon as people would buy it, $3 or $4, they would just go into their cooler and put more on the ice, more on the ice. And the only thing they did was this. They came to the United States, got themselves an EIN number, and immediately made a business to sell fruit. Took some cheap ice, made themselves a little cart that they can actually pull on the back of their small little Volkswagen or whatever car they had, and put that fruit on ice. Yeah, guess what they did? They went to the same supermarket we go to, took the fruit there and bought it in bulk, chopped it up, put it on ice and made it look good. And the next thing you know, they had what? From there, they end up opening up grocery stores. So this is what I'm telling brothers and sisters. We're going to have to become savvy and not socialize or dependent on the system, right? Go there, get your own EIN number, and do things like I'm saying. It don't cost nothing to go get some bottles of water and put it on ice. Go get you some fruit and put it in some nice plastic containers, making sure you got gloves on and nice and clean, and sitting there stacking up every day thousands of dollars off of fruit, cold fruit in the summertime or wintertime, whatever the case is, right there. So I'm putting this out there because a restaurant, I grew up in a restaurant. A restaurant is nothing more than what? It's a stove, a refrigerator to hold your food, and a prep area to prep your food. It's nothing but a kitchen. That's all a restaurant is. The original restaurant started off in homes. So it's time for us to dig in and understand not being socialized or controlled to dictate our own path financially. And I'm putting this out there because it's not that hard to do. Let's stop waiting for things to happen to us. Make it happen. Okay?
I see that. Thank you. As always, bless you.
You're welcome. All right, bless you. End the bar. Last call for today, 470 area code. Shalom.
Shalom, elders. You can hear me.
How are you?
I'm blessed. What about yourself?
I'm blessed by the best. Thanks for asking. Elders in the house. Sun is coming down on the Sabbath. And we're about to relax, but I'm glad to be speaking with you. What say
glad
you?
Glad to be speaking with you. I'm going to sum
it the
all
with the beast. Talk to me.
I'm going to sum it up in a couple of words, either sentence, because I've really been into the academy ever since I came into this truth 2017, that I walked into this truth. And I'm excited, I'm happy, and I'm from the Florida body, Sister T. But I'm going to sum it up right quick for you. My prayer every morning, which the Most High gave me 5:30 every morning, I pray. And I pray on this scripture, Luke 22:31, about in this time, in this day and time, that my faith fail me not, no matter what I got to go through, that my faith, as he prayed for Peter, you know, the enemy wants to sift him as wheat. And we're in a time where the enemy really wants to sift us as wheat. But now I'm praying that my faith fail me not. And I go to Hebrews 11:1. Now faith, this is something of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I am a single person and I'm 62 and I'm still rolling in this faith. And my last thing is, don't want to be like Lot's wife. I don't want to be Lot's wife. I'm not looking back at children or nothing. I was told years ago, you got to get that tough skin. You got to get some alligator skin because I got to make it in. Nobody can make it in for me. Just like I say, I don't want the birds to praise the Most High. I don't want the wasps. I don't, nothing for me. My praise is my praise because I know where he brought me from and where he would take me to. I yield.
Look at that. What part of the South are you from? You sound just like my mama.
Well, my family is from Georgia, but I was born in a little town called Belgrade, Florida, and I moved to Orlando, Florida.
I hate the South in you. Hey, may the Most High bless you. May the Most High strengthen you. All right.
Thank you.
With
so
that,
much.
Hey, this is enough spirit to take us into the Sabbath and battle the beast. Battle through the beast as the world merged with it. Well, that concludes our Patreon broadcast. Sister, thank you for being a part of this also. I really appreciate all your support also, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Shapat, that concludes. Thank you for your participation. It's good to see that this works all the way through so that in times in which we have to do this, you know, split screen with your news behind. We see that it's an option. It was studied, so all praises be to the Most High. Thank you, Shapat. And we're going to warn people as crisis coming draws near, to stand on the right side of justice, deny the technology, and do what? Defeat the beast. Shalom, Shapat.
Shalom.
Bless you and have a great Sabbath. I'll call you a little later. Bless you.
All right.
Shalom. Thank you, my loyal Patreonies. May the Most